Steele. I am Ira Burge. That's where I was when I got up this morning. And I'm here. He couldn't make it, so I'm doing his deal today. I am with Continental Legal out of Prattville, Alabama. And I'm glad that we have a chance to talk about new stuff in the industry. As the name implies, the Eagle Eye 2 is not a brand new development, but it's a major upgrade to some existing technology that we've had out there. Before I discuss all the upgrades we made, I'd like to review the history of the Eagle Eye and how we got where we were, where we came from. The Eagle Eye was developed as a result of lint cleaner louvers. The concept of the lint cleaner louvers was originated and patented by the USDA. The purpose was to save lint by reducing the number of cleaning bars, depending on the fiber cleanliness, and to do this on the fly. This slide shows the basic concept of the louver. Here the louver is shown in the closed position. You can see that the louver, it basically blocks the cleaning point on the grid bar so that the cotton just, it passes under the grid bar without any cleaning action. When the louver is rotated out of the way of the cleaning bar, it's allowed to resume its normal cleaning operation. The initial testing of the concept, it showed real promising results. Based on this, Continental Legal, we received the exclusive manufacturing and marketing rights for the license from the USDA. Under this license, we developed the Louvermax lint cleaner. It's basically a 24D lint cleaner. It's been outfitted with louvers on 7 out of the 8 cleaning bars. The original Louvermax was designed with a simple PLC and a touchscreen, which allowed the operator to control the amount of cleaning to be done by each lint cleaner by selecting which should be in or out from the touchscreen. The louvers would stay in that configuration until the operator went back and changed it. As we started to get out marketing the Louvermax lint cleaners, there's a common question that came up. It's like, well, how do we know how many bars to leave in, how many to leave out? And we thought, well, that's a good question. And so we started looking at it, trying to find an answer for that. And so we started working with the USDA again, and we've developed the Eagle Eye. The concept of the Eagle Eyes is to identify the leaf grade of the lint after the lint cleaning and compare it to a desired leaf grade that's set by the operator. If the leaf grades are different than what you desire, then it moves the louvers in or out, does it automatically and on the fly to try to achieve what you're trying to do. So we look at the basic components of the original Eagle Eye system. First of all, it had a camera and a light array that was located in the lint slide. It's pointed back at the bat coming out of the rollers of the customer's battery condenser. It had a computer with the monitor and the keyboard and the mouse all hooked up to it. The computer analyzed the pictures from the camera and sent the information to the lint cleaner PLCs. The monitor, it displayed the pictures from the camera, and the keyboard and the mouse just served as the interface for that. The PLCs moved the louvers in or out, and then it sent information back to the computer, excuse me, tell where it's at, and so it'd come up on display what was doing all this. Because of the speed required and the distance between where the camera was and where the computer was, we're having to use fiber optic cable to transmit the data from the camera to the computer. The concept of all this, it was real positive. We liked that. When the conditions were right in the lint slide, when the computer was working, everything seemed to work real good. But there were some problems that it kind of made the system really unreliable. And so last year we made an upgrade. And we've actually installed a bunch of these, makes them more user-friendly, makes them more reliable. And so now we can talk about the changes to the Eagle Eye system here. The first thing we modified was the location of the camera and the lighting array. You can see by the slide there that it's in a pretty rough spot. The original Eagle Eye was looking back at the, I just got Genesis thing messed up. Oh, here we go. It was looking at the bat coming off of there. It was real difficult to access it, and it required more than a reasonable amount of attention to actually keep it operating correctly. So what we've done, we moved the camera and the light array, and we put it on the tramper door in front of the pusher. There's a lot of advantages to this new location being in front of the pusher. The components, they stay cleaner, drier, a lot less contamination. And since it's attached to the tramper door, it just swings out of the way. And the camera and the lights are tied in to a proximity switch on the pusher, so when it comes up, the lights come on, the camera takes a picture, and the lights go off, and it just waits for another pusher stroke. With this arrangement, the lens is always the same distance from the camera. It's always in focus, and the lens stationary when we're trying to take a picture, as opposed to it just coming off the bat, trying to take a picture there. The next thing we had to look at was after we were able to take a real good picture was the computer itself. The original computer was built with two hard drives, two power supplies, trying to make it have some redundancy in the system, try to be more reliable than just an off-the-shelf kind of situation. But it was still using the Windows operating system. It had the hard drives that spun around, and we were having a lot of trouble with that. So what we've done, we get rid of that. We put in what's called a compact vision system. This compact vision system, it's a type of programmable automation controller. It's really more like a PLC than just a standard computer. And it's designed for industrial applications. It's all solid state, so you don't have all the spinning hard drives and all that kind of stuff. And the operating temperature can get up to 55°C. And it's a lot more reliable. You can see that when it's installed, we can locate it in a junction box that's real close to the camera. And that's real important. We'll talk about that in just a second. In addition to make it more maintenance-friendly and reliable, we try to make it more user-friendly. The original system had this monitor and a keyboard and a mouse. And they were used to interface with that, used to go to different screens, change parameters and all that kind of stuff. It was a little bit awkward, and some of the people that really weren't used to working on a computer, it's kind of intimidating to them. So to get rid of that, we replaced it with a touch panel monitor. Like the CVS, the Compact Vision System, it's manufactured by National Instruments, and it's all solid state. It's a little bit different look, but it still displays all the same information. It's a picture of the lens, the position of the louvers, all that kind of stuff. But now, instead of having to use the mouse and the keyboard and all that, you just use the touchscreen to go to all those different things. The last of the major upgrades was we're trying to eliminate that fiber optic cable and the converters that go with it. On the old system, because of the distance and the speed of the required between the camera and the computer, we had to use this fiber optic cable. It's very expensive, it's real fragile, and you have these little converter boxes at each end to convert the data back from fiber optic back to a firewire. And anytime you make a transition and have another component, it's just, your reliability, kind of takes a hit sometimes. Because we're able to mount the compact vision system in a junction box near the camera, the high-speed communication between the CVS and the camera is just standard FireWire cable. So we can get rid of the the fiber optic stuff. And it just had the communication between the CVS and the Eagle Eye console, which is in the Jenner's, by the Jenner's console, just be handled by just a regular Ethernet cable. Ethernet cable, it's less expensive. You can just get it anywhere, and you can actually repair it if you have to. With all these upgrades, now we're calling the system the Eagle Eye 2. And we think that by doing this, we get past all our past difficulties that we've been having, and with our reliability and our user friendliness. And hopefully we'll have some more of these in the future. All right.